we make the mistake of allowing me to lead the next swim.
Oh, wait, listen. Yeah, whoa. Right? Hashtag better tether together.
Welcome to the Low Tide Boys, a swim run podcast. I'm Chip.
And I'm Chris. And on this week's show, we have the team Better Tethered Together, Amber Ferreira and Aaron Marsh. We're super stoked that to have them on the show. We chatted them up when we were in Catalina, now
three-ish.
Yeah. Yeah, three-ish weeks ago, and we really hit it off with them. They're big fans of us they really like our memes. So yeah, it's kind of cool to get a chance to share our conversation with them before the big dance in Catalina.
As everybody knows, you know, we're in full-on COVID-19 mode, shelter in place. Chris and I are actually recording this virtually. We're being model citizens, as some might say. So we're exactly. Recording this virtually. Even our local trails are closed. Because I guess everybody was so excited to go get outside and be around that supposedly some of the beaches around were having larger than summer levels of people coming, which is just kind of ridiculous. But
so I have a theory about this, Tripper.
Yes.
I think it's, you know, people are all cooped up at home, hopefully, and they still want to try to have a good time. So they're just doing their sort of third date trip where, you know, the third date is when you jump in a car with someone and you go on a hike or something. The big problem where we're living is that a bunch of people were going on third dates and sort of overpowering parking lots and just totally not doing what they were supposed to do.
Yes. I have another theory as well that when someone tells you that you can't do something or that you have to stay inside, but you can go outside and go for a hike, like everyone was suggesting, oh, go for a hike, go for a walk. Everyone was like, oh my God, we got to get out of the house. And like, oh, we're going to be locked inside. So let's all go outside.
Yeah. It's like, everyone made a New Year's resolution to join the gym or something.
Yeah.
Except it was going outside.
So training has been going, you know, pretty much all we can do is running. I have a few things ordered that I'm hoping that will help jumpstart some training and not let any fitness plateau. Chris and I and some of our friends have potentially talked about doing some aquatic park swims in the bay with the triathlon wetsuits, though, because it is still pretty cold. And if we're not going to be doing some swim run practice, I feel like I just need to swim for 30 minutes to kind of get the feeling of the stroke back.
Yeah. Same here. I'm about to jump on the bike. That's how bad things have got, but it's okay. I actually love my bike. So yeah, I don't mind
riding
cool
my
bike.
Hot pink bike. And you have a sit-up challenge or something?
Yes. Today, well, whenever we're recording this, which is on a Monday, I started a 30-day abs challenge. So by the end of the 30 days, I should have a nice ripped six-pack underneath a fleshy layer of dad bod. So that'll be good. You know, core is always the thing that I wish I did more of. So I figure doing it with my daughter, so she's kind of counting out the reps and stuff. So that's kind of fun.
Are you doing an app thing or like Peloton or what, YouTube videos, or how'd you find?
Yeah. So it's kind of an app thing that somebody recommended to me and I didn't do any research. So I actually don't really like the app, but I'm already invested my $20 for this thing for a month.
You're already.
So now I'm committed. So hopefully it'll be good. But again, I feel like I do a lot of strength work anyway, so it's nice to just, I don't know, we'll see how it goes. I have no idea how this program's going to go, but
what?
Something to do.
There you go. And do we have any shout-outs this week? Big Dave with the shout-out. He, and you know, Chris and I are suckers for silly material. He put his arc.
Oh, definitely.
He put his arc keel on his head.
That's it. That's all he had to do.
That's all it took. And that's the type of joke that gets grown-ass men to laugh, as well as like 4-year-old toddlers, because they think that stuff's funny as well. One thing that you should check out, the Low Tide Boys were in the Otolo magazine titled Who the Heck Are the Low Tide Boys?
Yeah, it's kind of funny how that all happened. We just got a random email being like, who the heck are you guys? Are you guys comedians? We're like, no. I think so. You know, try to be a couple of jokers. But yeah, so that's cool. Check that out. We should put a link on it somewhere. Maybe we'll link it on our site or something.
Yeah, we'll throw it up on the Twitter account, the Instagram, and Facebook. We've already shared it once or twice, but we'll be sure to do that if you want to hear a little bit more of our backstory. And there's some cool questions about how we met and what we do for the 9-to-5 real world thing, or as real as the right. world can be. Yeah, so we'll get to the interview here, but we did want to disclose, you know, we are a pretty open and free roaming show, but there is some pretty heavy poop talk in this episode. So if poop yes. or hearing
also a topic that grown men and 4-year-olds find really
yes,
funny.
Yes, that's true.
So
it wasn't planned out. It just kind of naturally, the conversation naturally went this way. I think that a lot of people, I mean, I know I have poo-poo problems on the run and, you know, the runner's trots and things like this. It's a problem that I think a lot of people have, but no one really talks about. So we decided yeah. to kind of leave it in the show and hopefully that people will feel more enabled to talk about poop. But if hearing about poop and all that sort of stuff is bothersome to you, then... You might just want to fast forward or skip this episode or find another one. But if you like the poop content, I guess let us know and we could try to get some more poop stuff. Swim, run, poop stories. There can't be that many of those out there.
I'm sure there's more than people care to talk about. But yeah, you know, I think it's a really great episode. We had a great rapport with Amber and Aaron and. Yeah, it's a lot of real talk in this episode. So I think with that, enjoy it, listen to it, embrace it, and yeah, don't unsubscribe at the end.
We do have a little special treat there at the end for you as well. So if you listen through the whole episode, be sure to listen all the way to the end for that little nugget. But without further ado, enjoy the episode of the Low Tide Boys with Better Tethered Together featuring Amber and Aaron.
With us today, we have Amber Ferreira from Concord, New Hampshire, and Aaron Marsh from Boulder, Colorado-ish area. They're a swim run team. What's your swim run team name?
Better Tethered Together.
I'm glad you said that because that's a total tongue twister for me.
Yeah.
Amber is a pro triathlete and an Ironman champion, which is pretty awesome. Aaron is an elite swimmer, and there's more to that story in a little bit. Their first swim run race together was Casco Bay in 2019, and they are here in Catalina to do the World Series race on Sunday, tomorrow. But we don't know when this episode's actually going to air, so
at the time of recording, they're racing tomorrow.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So welcome to the show.
Thanks. Thanks for having us on. We're psyched.
Happy to be here.
Yes.
Great. So the first thing we ask people is kind of like how you discovered swim run and how you found out about it. So just want to just kick it off with that.
Okay, yeah.
Your origin story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll let Erin take the lead on this because she roped me into she tethered me into this, I mean.
Oh.
But it's interesting because I think it was you because you knew Jeff Cole before he passed away.
Oh, that is true.
Remember
no,
that?
That is true. And that's so right. But you were, I mean, you did the race first.
True.
So
yeah. So when I heard about it, so I don't really know. At the time, I had never biked before because I'm legally blind, so it wasn't safe
yes.
for me to bike as a child. Oh. So, so at the time, I thought, or I'd always thought, like, what if there was a race that was just swimming and just running? And then I heard about this race from Amber. And I signed up immediately and just fell in love right away.
How did you two meet up though?
Oh, we lived. Yeah.
Okay.
So we lived together in Concord. I lived in Concord for 7 years, and we knew each other actually before I took 18 years out of the water. I owned a small business in Concord, New Hampshire. It was a small juice, smoothie, salad restaurant, and I think Amber came in and.
Yep.
It was
we
like
talked about swimming, and it was like an immediate connection.
Immediate.
We were like, we need to be tethered in the near future.
Was this like over green smoothies? It was like
it has to be
was
green
was
smoothie.
Was no it all the kale talking?
Dude, it was
love at first kale.
Yeah. Is it dino kale or curly or what was
you know
what's
what?
The best
I really
juicing type?
Absolutely dino kale,
yeah.
I think, because it
the most beta carotenes, I believe.
Like
so dark,
more chlorophyll, and honestly, yeah. just fits in the juicer better.
Oh right,
chlorophyll,
yeah.
not chloroform. That's
yeah.
that's not cool.
Not
do you guys want to hear a funny kale fact?
Absolutely.
Oh boy.
You know, before
we're
the
off
hipster,
the rails already.
Before the hipster movement, you know who was the number one purchaser of kale in the world?
Who?
Pizza Hut. They used to use,
I think I knew that.
They,
yeah.
used
they would line it in their salad bars.
Their salad bars.
Because it was cheap, so right?
Because yeah. it was cheap and it looked leafy.
Yeah, right.
But no one ever ate it until the hipsters started, you know, just chomping on it.
Until people like Chipper started ordering yeah. kale smoothies and
so,
stuff.
So anyway, that's a little factoid. You can bust okay. that out at a party. That anyways, was back on show. Back on show.
Okay. So now you met her at the over a green smoothie.
Yep.
And you said you did some swimming.
Yeah, so
tell
I
us
said
a little bit more about that, because these
sure.
people who are good at swimming just gloss over the fact that they swam, you know, 400,000 yards.
Spoiler alert, I feel a humble brag coming.
No, absolutely. Yeah. Like, so
that's probably true.
I quit swimming when I was 14 or 15. Mm-hmm. Prior to that, I was good.
Yeah, definitely. 100%.
And then, but I've always loved the water. So I said, do you mm-hmm. swim? And she's like, yeah, we swim at the Concord YMCA Tuesday, 6 a.m. And I was like,
I'm there.
Something triggered and I showed up and.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I mean, Aaron, you were, I mean, this is respectful, but you were out of shape when you started. You swam in our lane in the with fins on.
Correct.
And then you moved your way to the front of the lane.
Correct.
And then
by the end of the
with
set?
With fins? Or
exactly.
Like, it took me like 6 yeah. months. It took me like 6 months. But we did swim. So
yeah.
the group was, it's Amber, a guy that swam Division One, another guy that swam Division One at
wow.
Brown, and me. So it was like the four of us. So I was just like trying to stay out of everyone's way.
Sure.
So
how did you knew Jeff Cole of the Cole Classic or Odyssey Swim Run Casco Bay?
Exactly.
Tell us a little bit about your origin story into swim run.
So, I mean,
pre
I guess
kale
so I've been racing for 12 years and 11 as a professional, and so I was
oh,
just my
wow,
year
nice.
My year was filled with Ironman. And then I mean Jeff actually had asked me for a couple years in a row to do the race, but the schedule was too full, and then Aaron asked me, was it last year? Mm. And in all honesty, like, I don't think I would have just been anyone's partner.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Aaron's the perfect partner. I mean, she has, like,
aww.
Everything.
I say
no.
that about Chris.
she has everything that I admire in a partner.
Wow.
I mean, she is, like, tenacious and, like, will work hard and, like, just put her head down and work.
Is that traits of a Scorpio? Or what are you?
I'm a Scorpio.
Oh my God! I seriously
you just totally made that up.
I made that up.
Stop!
No.
If Chris knows me, he knows I made that up. Totally.
I'm a double Scorpio.
What does that even?
It means you should be terrified.
It's too late.
I've no idea what that means.
I know. All right. Anyway, so she's a great partner.
She's
a Scorpio.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Because she's tenacious. She puts her head down. She
mm-hmm.
works hard, and it's like, I mean, really, that's the best trait, right? That is.
Yeah. And I think that I never achieved my ceiling ever as an athlete. And so, like, it's interesting. I'm 36 years old. I've got two kids. And for the first time in my life after I sold my business, like, I've been working with Amber. And, like, the improvement is
mm-hmm.
I've seen has been awesome. Just, like she said, just from hard work, which I think, you know.
So your first race together was Casco Bay
mm-hmm.
in 2019.
Yes.
2018.
No. 2019. Aaron, you raced by yourself.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
In the sprint. Yeah,
my
yeah.
Bad.
Sprint.
Solo.
Which she won.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
So just a little factoid to put out there. She won. But in 2019, you guys had a race together. So how did that come about? You're like, okay, I want to do this. I got the perfect partner.
Right.
Yes, she lives in Colorado, but that's kind of incidental to what
well,
we're trying to do.
Well, and she was actually still in New Hampshire at that time.
Oh, perfect.
You don't
and then,
have to
yeah,
bring
and
your
so
bike.
She moved to Colorado a couple months before the race. But we've been training with each other for, you know.
And you've been training with the tether?
We did some quick, like, last-minute tether training probably a week before the race.
And so I'm just going to put in here that you guys should follow, whoever's listening should follow them on Instagram. And there is a story, I hope you saved it, where you guys are doing flip turns in the pool with
yes,
the tether
we
on.
Yeah,
that
was
yeah,
pretty
yeah,
good.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I've never seen it.
Better
seen
tether together
like
on Instagram.
Yep.
And then we'll link all this in the show notes.
Yeah,
so
tell us about this first race experience.
So the first
all
race,
the
we went out hard, super hard.
Too hard?
Well, I mean, is there too hard?
Yeah.
I thought it was appropriate. I thought it was appropriate.
I mean, I'm
to
a Taurus, I'm a bull, so it's like. So we were leading the race for
3 hours,
3+ hours. Someone like drilling through a wall back there.
Yeah. There's some environmental factors going on, but yeah. The view we have is amazing on a patio.
So why don't we just
we'll take that from
up.
The top. Yeah.
Yeah. So why don't you tell us about your first race
we
experience together?
We went out hard, perfectly hard. We were leading the race.
Too hard?
She said perfectly hard.
Okay.
It's appropriate to our skill set.
We were leading the race for 3 hours. And do you want to give a little backstory? I mean, Aaron has like some GI issues. So, right?
So, right. So I struggle with constipation. And so, 5 days before the Wednesday, the race was on Sunday, I took a double dose of what is called Comfort Cleanse.
Is that clinically advisable for people?
Yeah, we're not doctors, but that doesn't sound like something.
Well, you know, it is, like the ingredients, you know, you're not going to test positive for doping. So, okay. You know, it's like a lot of Indian.
NFA approved.
Yeah, it's NSF approved. And it's actually, Ayurvedic, lots of Indian spices and herbs in
yeah.
the Comfort Cleanse.
A lot of turmeric.
Okay, so
I took a double dose on Wednesday, but when I get anxious, like I can't
kind of get bound up.
Yeah, I can't
I
do
you.
It. Like
I
some people
you.
Do can poop and other people can't, and I'm one that can't. So I didn't poop until.
Well, in
go ahead.
But you're obviously stressed.
So it's been a week. So hopefully we like painted a good picture. So it's been a week.
Well, you haven't pooped for a week.
No poop until the race.
And plus lots of herbs.
That's
in the
system. That's like my 6-month-old son.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. That.
So leading the race.
We at home we call that a poop strike.
Yeah.
I was on strike.
Or your bowels were at least.
Yeah. I was just so nervous. I thought I was like, you know, we want to be champions.
Yes.
And why were you nervous? Just fear
just
of the
like,
unknown, wanting to do a good job.
Yeah,
absolutely.
All of the above. I had been swimming. I think in July I swam 110,000 yards.
That's like crazy yards.
In 1 month?
Yeah, they did that in January too.
Yeah.
With a master's group, like in the second fastest lane, like in Boulder, with all these crazy triathletes. Like I had been
training
my
your ass
I had
off.
Been
yeah.
exactly, and I was like, I wanna perform to the best of my ability. So we're leading for 3 hours in the race, and then all of a sudden,
well, we have a section of water that's really cold. We get out of the water. There's a nurse at one of the aid stations that looks at Aaron and is like, "Wow, your face is so white. You look dehydrated." And then she's like, you know, talking sternly to me, saying, "You have to take care of your partner," and forces
Whoa.
Aaron to drink an entire thing of Coke, so bubbly caffeine.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
So
oh,
we got a constipated girl over here, and then I give her my nutrition, my infinite nutrition that has whey in it, which she's allergic to, but it was like just one of those things where it was
you
like feed or like hydrate the dehydrated girl. So
were you actually dehydrated?
Do you guys
or is it you were just like clenching? Like,
at this point, I was not thinking about my bowels. I was just, I didn't know what was going on.
So you're feeling a little little bonky.
Yeah,
as they call it in
the
business.
But then what happened was we like get out of the aid station and all of a sudden I say to Amber.
What are those science projects you make that's like a volcano? It's like
baking soda volcano.
We were just talking about that on the boat.
Yeah.
But contained in a wetsuit for
so I say to Amber, I'm like, we got on the run after that. I'm like, I turn to Amber, I'm like, oh my god, Amber, oh my god,
it's happening.
I have to poop. I was like,
were those your exact words?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I said, should I take off my wetsuit? I'm like looking in the woods. I'm like, it's a carry in, carry out facility. I'm like, we are in trouble.
And just a little footnote on Casco Bay. For the most part, you're running through people's backyards and shit.
Or their personal islands, too.
We're not going to get invited back to that.
Okay.
Well, I mean, we could,
I mean,
you know.
There should have been a health warning in Casco Bay after this race. So, so Amber's like, dude, you got to go in your wetsuit. And I'm like,
I don't
Amber,
recall that.
Yeah, you did.
I don't
did.
Recall that.
You just said just
wait
go.
Wait a second.
You said just go.
I'm sorry. This is just fascinating to me. If you know me, you know.
He's
poop is like
he's
one of my favorite topics. So you were like, okay, we're working together. We got a problem to solve. Your solution to the problem is poop in the suit.
That's a Taurus move right there.
that's the bull talking.
Yeah.
That is the bull coming out. Can you imagine taking off that wetsuit, though?
Yeah, that would be tough.
And as the story progresses, you will learn that I have made the right call.
So wait, hold on. Wait, foreshadowing is great, but so the options were poop in the suit. why wouldn't you like, all right, let's just cab down real quick. Were you wearing anything under your wetsuit, like a swimsuit or something?
Yeah.
So cab down, find
okay,
a tree or something.
Because this
and go.
Wasn't sort of like a debate. It was like a meteor strike.
Okay, yeah.
It was so like, I have to poop and
in our house we call this an emergency.
Yeah.
Like
footnote, Chipper and I have these on the runs all the time. Like
I'll be like, hey Chris, there's an emergency coming.
No.
I need to pull off.
No, seriously, like, this is a little funny side note. This one time we're running on Twin Peaks in San Francisco, and we're running down from the mountain, and Chipper's like, this is bad. I'm like, dude, we're on like a major street. What are we going to do?
I think we probably get along, because in your head, you're like totally like, okay, if I could just hold it for another bit, like, I'll be cool.
There was
like,
no,
we're only five
so,
miles
so,
from
so,
home. And,
you know, in San Francisco, there's construction going on all the time, and there's this porta potty, and we're running to it.
And they're always locked.
And
though.
I'm like, it's going to be locked. I'm, come on, man. They're not leaving that open. He goes up to it, and it's open. And he's like, oh, thank God. Just runs in.
Yeah.
So funny. I was
and
crazy.
I've never encountered another unlocked porta potty since then.
Yeah, it was fate.
It was a sign from whoever.
Yeah, exactly.
It was fate. Anyway, so there's no time to react.
Okay.
No open porta potty.
So I just let it go, man. And it is 5 days. It's the beginning of 5 days of backed up waste.
You probably didn't need a pool buoy after that.
Listen.
Well, it probably would sink, I would think.
So it is like thick.
Isn't poop dent? This is our most
this is the
fun.
Poop show.
Yeah, this is the poop show. Episode.
It was going to happen eventually.
It is thick. It is dense. It's not diarrhea yet.
Oh.
Yes.
Right, because there's like a plug.
Right,
probably.
Yeah, because we got the whey that's been introduced to your system.
Correct.
Yeah.
So
I know where this is going.
Correct.
And then I'm like, Amber, it's just stuck in there. in the wetsuit, I mean.
We're going to have a parental advisory on this show.
It's coming. And then
12-year-olds are going to love this show.
Yeah, I know.
We make the mistake of allowing me to lead the next swim.
Oh, wait, listen. Yeah,
whoa.
Right? Hashtag better tethered together. Second thoughts. Because Aaron was freezing, though. Aaron was freezing.
So hypothermic,
shedothermic,
bonking.
When the person is trailing, they get cold, right, in the water.
Yeah, because you're just chilling.
And you're just chilling, exactly. So it was like,
figuratively,
it was a team
literally.
Decision to have Aaron lead.
Yeah, to warm up. Yeah, I see that logic. Yeah, warm up. Go.
But I also see the logic of like,
strokes.
Hey, I don't want to swim behind a dump truck.
Unloading. Or just like a sewage pipeline.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, this is how, like, honestly, we can side note, Amber is the most.
We don't need to say side note anymore. I mean, we're already talking
about
it. I mean, like, this story in
we're,
and of itself.
We're on minute 15 of shit talk, so.
She is the most perfect human. The fact that we're racing together again is incredible, given the story. Okay, so we're a little over three hours in. There's waste pouring out of my.
Well, hold on. Was your sense of relief? Were you like, I'm glad that this happened, or was it overcompensated by the fact that you had shit your neoprene?
I was so relieved.
Yeah.
It was like, I didn't even care.
Totally.
Okay, so
I've been there too.
We finished the swim. We get out. And then the diarrhea starts, and it's just flowing, and it will not. It was.
Well, you're in the water at least.
No, we're out
of
the water now. And I was hoping that the water would wash away.
Yeah,
yeah.
But
you're kind of when you're swimming, you're like trying to get it.
Yeah.
I know what you mean.
Like at the exit, I was trying to like pull the bottom of my wetsuit out to get it out. Right?
Yeah, trying to do a little like merengue. Just
is that what?
Yeah, a little merengue? Just shake.
Is that
the
a Puerto Rican dance?
Well, merengue is Dominican, salsa is Puerto Rican.
Oh, I've had cool.
Yeah. Anyway.
Thank you.
All sorts of factors.
We start running again, and these dudes are. We're passing people. Still.
Well, and I am testing the resiliency of the tether at this point.
You're
how far away?
It's like a guitar string.
Yeah.
We pass
it's
people, and some like guys are like, "Whoa, that's one way to do it."
You guys are like clotheslining people.
Yeah.
You're just like
exactly.
Tripping fools.
I was like, God, let this tether
it's like,
snap.
Yeah, it's,
nope.
It's definitely. it's no wonder you're winning. You're tripping everybody with the tether.
Just taking everyone out.
So I think there's some vomiting. that ensues.
Why not?
Yeah, everyone thought you fell in mud.
Everyone thought I fell in. So this.
Oh,
COVID,
it was leaking out.
Oh.
Of course it was.
Oh,
yeah. Caked on the cast.
Were you wearing the right size suit? You think like.
Oh
there
yeah,
was
I was wearing super tight. Like,
okay,
oh,
and it was
yeah.
still come. Wow.
Yeah. It was uncontainable.
Sounds like it.
Wow.
So we get back, we get to this aid station, and the woman's like, "Oh my God, are you okay? Did you just fall in mud?" I was like, "Yes."
Yeah, butt mud.
Yeah. I blew an O-ring out.
We were out. And then this woman like, came yes. by in a van. Do you remember that?
Oh,
vague memory of that.
Yes.
No one had a super soaker to hose you off or something?
I was
should have just gone in someone
the
else's
thing
backyard.
Is that it was like.
So you were looking forward to the swims because you can come
absolutely.
Sort of clean off. Okay.
Absolutely.
So at some point, we just started walking.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
it was just.
It was, so it was oh, is out both
yeah.
ends.
Both ends.
Okay,
right.
how did this situation?
And we got passed for second, passed for third, and then we were in fourth. And mm-hmm. then, in all honesty, I was like, Aaron,
you can't.
I've gotten fourth so many. I was like, Aaron, no,
this
is not
happen.
Happening. We've come so far. So, yeah, I mean, Aaron doesn't have like full.
I don't have memory.
Memory
at this
of
point.
The last like,
this.
Which is kind
of
scary because she was
yeah,
very
that
dehydrated.
So you just kind of like just get on my feet. And
exactly,
just
get
go.
On my feet. Lots of pushing. Lots of.
We blow past.
Last blow past
so
the
that the
place
people
team.
That passed us yeah.
it wasn't the first
third.
Blowing.
There was so much yeah. blowing and not in the way
yeah.
that everybody would want. All right, so
amazing
blowing up
the team that passed us for a third
uh-huh.
stops at the aid station and we just blow past
yeah.
the last aid station. It's the sandbar swim before the last
yes.
one.
Oh, yep. yes.
Very
oh, yeah.
with that.
And we are conflicted. We don't know. I mean, my memory's fuzzy, so we've talked about this. Amber, do you want to take it from here?
Yeah,
I
mean, it was just a combination of like in the water, running in the water, swimming
right,
in the water,
right.
running in the water.
Because swimming was a futile attempt
yeah.
because
but
it was
the current
was so
strong.
Like
by that
crazy.
Current was
yeah.
strong, but then
yep.
it was just an awkward depth of water to run in.
Yeah.
So we get out and we're
especially
in third, and then
Amber's
it's at 2.5 things, especially because the water was at chest level for
yeah.
me. And then we get yeah, then we finish third, which was like disappointing. But in all honesty, I mean,
hey, but
third is
actually,
good.
I will say,
giant pool buoy.
Exactly.
You know,
hey, you finished first in the shit yourself category.
Yeah.
So that's nice.
Amber's like, Lars saw me after the race.
Oh
and
my God.
I am sure I smelled so bad. He was like.
Oh,
he did
Lars.
Like that, like the ass out hug.
Oh my God!
I got like the
oh the tap.
Oh yeah,
the tap.
Yeah.
My boyfriend was like cheering, running us in, and he's like, "Wow, did you guys swim through some nasty seaweed?"
I still have
stinky water.
I'm still caked.
Is it on
up.
There still? What's
yeah.
on your shoes right now? Is that
no?
Okay,
these are new.
The
did you
shoes.
Just like set your wetsuit on fire after that?
Oh
my gosh. Amber cleaned it for me.
Oh,
what?
My God.
Wow. Wait,
oh
so
God.
She's the best partner.
She is. Absolutely.
Yeah.
She's
so you two
partner.
Are
better tethered together.
Match made in shit heaven.
I mean, chipper, to be honest. I don't know if
I've
clean your shitty wetsuit.
Not only did
unless,
she soak
unless
it
was like
she
necessary.
She soaked it twice in seventh generation in a bucket.
Organic, at least.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then we made the call to try and put it in the washing machine. And that, I mean,
did that
oh,
tatter
yeah.
it? What did that do
no,
to
it?
It
broke the washing machine.
Oh, yeah.
It was okay. It was all right.
We upgraded to Roka this year, so.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Really
yeah.
can't be pooping in those.
That's enough shit talk for now. I mean, I've had my fill.
That well, that was, that,
no,
was a
that was good.
That was a pretty amazing story. And I guess, yeah, I mean. You
we
go
appreciate
through,
your honesty and your transparency.
You go through an ordeal like that. It really, you come out the other side
stronger. Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
But diarrhea
and hopefully
sometimes.
This just gives people like a little bit of motivation too. I mean, not to, but it's like, no, yeah. honestly, you go through some hardship like that and you do come out stronger.
I mean, talk
like,
about the ultimate partner situation. Like we right. had the partner episode where we talked and oh yeah, all this like, you know, sunshine and roses type of thing. And then here you are. You're literally in
yeah.
the shit.
Let's call it.
Shit
they face you guys face adversity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And one of the great things about Swim Run, I think, is the fact that this is an adventure. You do it with somebody and all this stuff. And
that was an
it,
adventure.
Part of it is facing that adversity and how
exactly.
you deal with it together and how you process it and how you kind of like, how you come out the other side, and to and you guys basically proved that it's possible in a very
honestly, like the gratitude and respect for your teammate. I don't know another person that wouldn't have just been like, "Dude, let's stop."
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And I, there was no stopping me.
And
like, but in the same, I was just gonna say, in the same respect with Aaron, it was like any other partner. I think would have been like, "This is not my day. I've
yeah, let's call it a day."
But no,
So. Especially the and you. It sounded like you had trained. Long enough together where you knew the right amount that you could push her
exactly.
And so forth. And I think that's definitely one aspect of it. That
I would have not let anyone pull me from the course. Like, they would have had a fishing net. They would have had to have a fishing net to fish me out. Or
well,
I would have
luckily,
like
they have a ton of fishing nets
yeah.
up there.
Crabbing,
crab
lobster,
traps.
And
lobster
yeah.
traps
yeah.
and stuff. So
no,
they probably could have found something.
Okay, so I just wanted to say this.
Uh-huh.
I feel like it's important that I say this on this podcast.
Hot take.
Oh, boy.
No, it's good.
Oh boy.
Like Amber's an Ironman champion. She's an elite athlete. She's one of the best in sport. She's one of the best in the world, right? She agreed to partner with me, who honestly is a middle-aged woman with two children, who
Aaron.
granted has some athletic ability, but
mm-hmm.
is not like, let's be honest, I'm not the top of the sport. I'm not the top of any sport ever at any
mm-hmm.
point in my life. Suffer in Casco Bay 2018.
Well, if pooping was a sport.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would. Okay. And so, like, I think that it's rare, especially for a triathlete, no disrespect there, to partner with somebody, like, with such disparate abilities.
In your view, she took a chance on you.
Yeah, absolutely.
But in her view, that wasn't the case, I think.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So,
exactly.
So let's talk about triathlon a little bit.
Oh.
Before we go there, can I just say sorry.
Yeah.
No, I don't need to use the bathroom. Thanks. No. So for anybody that does have constipation issues and this has happened to them, let me just tell you really quickly, 30 seconds. I did a full-on colonic on Thursday where they flush your colon full of water and they just flush everything out.
Yeah, J-Lo gets those.
Dude.
Awesome.
So I did that on Thursday. I didn't bring my enema bag. I should have maybe just do a little enema today to clean it out.
Sure.
But that's one thing that you can do if you're constipated and you struggle with these issues.
We got it.
Just clean it out before the race. Absolutely make sure you're hydrated because it
now,
can dehydrate you.
I mean, this is serious because we're trying to give tips out. I know we're fucking laughing and having a great time. But
pro tip.
Yeah, no, that's a good tip.
Yep.
Do you pay, is there certain supplements or certain, are you like having extra fiber? Are you keeping a very clean diet to kind of help the situation? Like,
clean diet is, I think, essential. You have to be really, really disciplined. And I think, if anything, you just try and eat foods that will help you, like, eliminate. But if you have constipation, I mean, the colonic, I think, gave me a lot of peace of mind.
All right,
we can transition to triathlon now. Sorry. Just wanted to give that.
No, that is,
that
is important because that's race prep, right? I mean,
it's adaptive.
Yeah, I mean, everyone takes different things from every episode.
Yeah, I think that's good. Yeah, so my question about triathlon is, you know, it's a pretty established sport worldwide. Swim run, I think we can all agree, it's kind of on the cusp of something great.
Yep.
You know, Atala having its first race in the U.S. is awesome. The level of detail that they spent making sure the race is dialed in. It's been really, really great to see, and we've talked about it on shows.
Wasn't it Otillo? How did you pronounce it?
Attila.
Attila. Okay.
That's how this.
Attila.
That's how.
Like
Attila
the Hun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Huh? Clearing
that's
that up.
That's how Swedish people
Attila.
Say it. So I'm just trying to be, you know, correct. You know.
Okay.
Same way I was
every,
saying Guatemala.
Every
Guatemala.
Swedish person, we're like, how are we doing with our pronunciations?
Yeah. we have a couple unofficial language coaches, and
they
think
they're
pitiful.
Like, you guys are getting better. They're like, thanks.
Almost there. Well, after this episode, they're going to be like,
oh, yeah.
Chris, got it.
Yeah.
He's
got it.
You're ready to come to Sweden.
Yeah.
So the sport's on this cusp. We're super excited about it. You guys seem to be super excited about it. What's that like as a pro triathlete seeing it happen? You know, you've done tons of Ironman, run races. Like, what? Just
champion.
How do you feel about that?
It's super excited. I mean, I love sport in general because I think it, like, connects people. And this is, like, the epitome of, like, connecting to another human. You know, with Ironman, I've done 70 right now, so it's like.
Damn,
pardon?
You're like the Meredith Kessler
pardon?
Of.
Meredith
Kessler has me beat by like 7-0. So
iron
just
full
doing
distance
like
Ironman
between
man.
The full and a half. but it's been over 11 or 12 years. So, Jesus, but
what
so
a badass.
The so I mean Ironman though, it's like, I mean, it's selfish, right? It's like I have to worry about myself. That's all I have to worry about, and I can manipulate the variables. But with a partner, mm-hmm. you have to worry about like how they're feeling. And you know, endurance races, you have highs and lows. So it's like yeah. with partner racing, one partner's high, one partner's low. Like, how do you deal with that? And it does. It creates like this awesome human connection. Like when you can kind of make it through like a 5, 6, 7 hour race, the world's is like a 10 hour race. It creates like a connection that you wouldn't believe. So. I just think I'm excited for that. Like, I love, again, I love sport. I love competing. And I wouldn't have chose any partner. Like, I was actually really hesitant to be like, ooh, a partner sport. Like, how's that going to, you know, mm-hmm. it's like, oh, no, I don't have control of everything. But it turned out to be way more
Amber
fun than I thought.
Amber controls me. Whatever she says.
So
it's a subservient relationship.
So you're
absolutely. Sounds like a good relationship if you're, you know, on Amber's side.
So kind of what you see swim runs, you know, happening in Europe right now. It's just kind of taking off in the U.S., as Chris talked about. As a pro triathlete, what do you see as like kind of the next necessary steps for swim run to really take off in the U.S.?
So, I mean, like anything, they just need to put a little bit of money into it, I think, right?
Okay.
And that does it. In all honesty, that brings athletes, brings high level athletes, and then you get sort of like the excitement around the sport. Mm.
Not to interrupt you, but when you say money, you mean like prize money for top tier finishing?
Yes.
Creating
okay.
a pro class.
Creating like a pro elite division and then like
okay.
putting money into that.
Okay.
And then, I mean, right now, how many Attilo do we have in the U.S.?
Just one.
There's just
this but
one.
There's 50
right.
other U.S. races.
50, yeah. Yep. So I think though that like, adding more races in the U.S. that can qualify you for the world championship, mm-hmm. I mean, that's huge, and that's a necessity to any sport. You know, it's
yeah.
like you need that, like, culmination of sport, and then you need to be able to qualify for it. So.
Amber, can you talk about women in the sport?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Do you want to go there? It's a battle I've been fighting for years in triathlon.
Right.
And so you're like, I don't know if
the 50Q,
exactly.
Yeah.
We were
all aboard that train.
We're allies.
Or we're still,
you.
Yeah.
We're thank
allies.
You.
We're
yeah,
allies.
I was, yes. Exactly. It
doesn't make any sense, basically.
Yeah, and I mean, it's sort of like, I think Ironman was proud of themselves for switching over a couple of years ago, but it's like, it's 2018. You
yeah.
know, it's like, come on. Yeah. So, I mean, the good news is it's like equal prize money in Ironman, but the inequality in the slot allocation was just like dinosaur age,
yeah.
you know?
That's just so stupid.
And
so
then they
right
kept trying to justify it and shit. It was all bullshit.
Yeah, and it's the same justification. Like, there's not as many females in this field, but that just creates, like, that cycle of, like,
right.
then you're not going to get that many females in the,
right.
in the field.
I
so
mean, yeah, what might change it is, like, when the competition like, I think it's already pretty pretty close at the top, but when it gets, like, harder and harder and harder and it's, like, you know, perhaps even more tight than the men at the top, even if mm-hmm. there's not the numbers.
Yeah.
Just like
the but
the
thing is, they just
the
like,
top.
I mean, they just need to change it now. So right now, like the top two females teams will qualify for
swim
Sweden
run
and
team.
Every, yeah, swim run teams and every other, well, so male, and then a mixed is three, is top three.
You
so
need
I've
a
been,
penis.
What was that?
Just joking.
Oh.
I was like, you need to get that third slot.
Yeah. Oh, so what you're saying, so the top three male teams get qualifications
for Sweden,
the top
the
three
mixed teams,
but then only two
females.
Only
two females, and I had a back and forth with the race directors who really aren't budging.
Yeah.
But.
Well.
Yeah. Well, you know,
yeah.
I think having those conversations early,
yeah,
I think will be good as the
yeah.
sport grows for sure, and just making sure everybody's mindful of that. I think that's
yeah.
a great thing to be doing because, I mean, the way we're, you know, in our little corner of the universe, the way we're really trying to grow the sport is trying to have it continue to be super inclusive, welcoming
exactly.
to everyone, and have it be diverse, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And we think that all walks of life can experience swim run and get
absolutely.
Different things out of it. And people at the top, they should, you know, the fast people should be able to get something out of it too, not just people that are out there for an adventure and you
yeah.
know, discover nature or whatever.
Exactly.
In terms of accessibility, I think that the fact that there's no bike and the fact that you don't have to spend $10,000 on
equipment
bike, like
and
opens
yeah.
the I guess, opens its
lowers the barrier to entry. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Now, we pose this question to Fanny and Mia of Wild Swim Run, who we talked to, and that will be coming out as well. But for men or people who want to be allies to more inclusive and more equality within the sport, like, what's one or two things that you think that allies can do to help foster an inclusive environment for equality?
So just being vocal about it, but in a respectful way, you know, and
okay.
Is that what you're saying? Like,
yeah, like, hey, I want to help your cause. What can I do? I put a 50Q sticker on my thing
exactly.
when I'm going, or
yeah,
what do you
exactly.
need from me?
And I mean, now we know, like, social media is so powerful, right?
Yeah.
So it's just like throwing something.
A little pressure.
Kind of throwing something up there, but also being respectful, because, you know, it's like, I get it, like, the race directors aren't budging right now, and they have their own, I mean, they have their reasoning, and not
I mean,
everyone
hard.
Can see.
It's very hard it's to hard. See the full picture, like,
yeah.
you know, they've got a lot of moving pieces for Sweden, and, like, you know, just trying to be compassionate to the fact that they have kind of a difficult job, so, like, respectfully asking that they consider...
But never, yes, but also right. never backing down. Because
exactly.
really, in all honesty, it just needs to
squeaky
happen.
Wheel
like
thing,
we
yeah.
just need to stop saying
yeah.
or making
and then
excuses.
As an amateur athlete, did you tell us a little bit about that? Did you feel, I mean, in our view, swim run is arguably the most inclusive sport, especially when compared to triathlon or some other sports like that. Did you feel any that swim run was more diverse than triathlon or swimming from your heavy swim background? Or
I mean, oh man, the privilege of being able to race against Fanny and Desiree tomorrow says it all. Like, we get to toe the line with the very best in the world,
yeah.
and so does everybody else that's an amateur athlete. And that's honestly, like, just the fact that we get to do that will probably be the most exciting, like, thing.
Yeah, that's
for
awesome.
Me. And so, I mean, for me, I felt very open to it because everybody's dealing with the same thing. It's not like triathlon where it's like very linear. There's no markers necessarily in the same way that there is. Like, you're running through the wilderness. Everybody's swimming in the open water. There's less buoys. There's less markers. I mean, there's so many I love the variability that anything can happen out there. Anybody
I know, that's
can
really
get
cool.
diarrhea,
it's like
and you can pass them.
I was
so quickly.
I was just
I
about
mean,
to
just
say
never
we
know.
We just had our hot quote, and then the diarrhea came out. that's a good point.
That's the truth,
I remember when I first started triathlon, like most people in California, one of my first races was Wildflower.
Oh, so
and,
fun!
And you know, Crowe was there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it was
yeah.
just like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, growing up, you know, like being a traditional American, oh, I'm a baseball fan. The way I equate it to people is like, imagine you go and you're playing catch and like Barry Bonds is right there,
exactly.
or like whoever your favorite player, you're literally standing next to them on the same field and you get to play on the same field. Like,
exactly.
that's just the most mind blowing thing to me as, you know, as being in the sport. And to us, like, what makes a community so cool is honestly, if you didn't know anything about swim run and you lined 10 people up and had world champions to first year people, like, there's no one's acting any better than anybody else.
Yeah, exactly.
And in
yeah.
fact, they're probably trying to help the, you know, the
so,
more amateur.
So we experienced that last night. This guy comes up to us and we're talking to some people. He's just like, hey, I just want to say, love what you guys are doing. You're taking the sport by storm. And we're like, okay, all right, thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
He goes away and we're like, who was that guy? He was like the world champion from last year.
That's awesome.
And we're just like,
super
no idea
nice.
Who he
like,
was. And he was just so cool. We're just like, oh man, like that was, it was just, it was a really cool moment. Just,
that is
you know,
a really
kind
cool
of
moment.
Emblematic
it does.
Of,
and it's like another like human connection, right? It's
yeah.
like you can just meet all these people from around the world and like have a similarity. And
yeah.
I
yeah.
love that also like with the human connection and the importance that they place on the environment and
yeah,
yeah
that's
I do love
cleanliness
that.
Of the environment. It's like you're dealing with all of the elements. You're dealing with earth, water, air,
Yeah.
Spirit. I mean, with our powers combined, man, Captain Planet is in this
race. I don't ever know why they canceled that show.
Heart was the most powerful.
Yeah.
But honestly, like, it connects people, and then it connects us to all of the elements
yes,
of the world.
So powerful.
I gotta
so much
start
energy.
Coming up
it's
with
amazing.
Some Captain Planet memes.
Yeah. I thought we drafted one out. Well, now we have to in honor
yeah,
of these two.
We'll make sure we release it before the
so let's wind this adventure down here. What you each have your own better tethered together on Instagram. What are some other things that you're passionate about or you want to get in and let
yeah,
everyone know
you
about?
Plug.
Ooh, anything I want to plug. Wow. Well, can we give like a shout out to the sponsors?
Yeah.
Go. I mean, yeah, this is your time on the mic.
Okay, we want to give a shout out to Roka. Infinite Nutrition, Rudy Project,
okay,
Juice Performa, Delta Dental. Those are all like partners and
a dentist
wait,
sponsor.
You have Delta
yeah.
Dental. Wait, like the
oh.
insurance company?
Oh, those are
yeah,
pretty
the insurance
nice.
Insurance company,
natural too.
I
so
need
what?
I need to get a
Tom
couple fillings.
Tom Ravio, New England Delta Dental. Yeah,
that's
everyone
amazing.
Deserves a healthy smile.
Yes.
Wow, that's
we agree.
That's true.
We agree.
Yeah.
So.
I want to give a plug to all the artists and the poets out there. Seriously, if you want to talk about human connection and pre-race motivation, you know, read some poetry, read some Rilke.
Any recommendations?
Anything by Rilke, David White, Mary Oliver. like, if there's anything that's going to save us, it's going to be Attila and,
that's good.
Nice.
And the humanities. So
the humanities, kay. Yes. So... I have one last question. So race goals for this year, you guys mm-hmm. trying to qualify for Worlds?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, okay. We're not hiding that. We're like, we're really trying to make a podium and qualify. So
what do you have on the docket? Catalina, obviously.
Yeah, we have Catalina. And so then I mean, it's like, don't think too far ahead, right? We're going
right.
to go from there after the
you
race.
Do
love
some
to
the
race in Croatia. We would love to
oh,
race
the
in
Hvar?
Croatia.
Hvar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that race looks really amazing.
Yeah, yeah. So...
So that's if you don't qualify here,
but
you're thinking you'll go there.
We're thinking they're taking it one race at a time.
I think you're going to qualify.
They're taking it one race at a time.
About this,
Chris.
Yeah, one race.
They're taking it one race
at
a time.
Exactly. Yeah. So we're just like putting all our energy and focus into tomorrow, and then reassessing. But hopefully it goes really well.
Well, we have no doubt you're going to crush it.
Thanks.
And we hope that. You know, your bowels cooperate. I think they'll be fine.
I think they will.
But you know, in all honesty,
it
though,
like
it's like
right
we've been training side by side, literally
yeah.
side by side since October. I mean,
that's right.
We could have put
crazy.
A tether on.
Yeah.
So it's like anything that happens tomorrow, we'll be able to like overcome it.
Absolutely.
I mean, who cares if
that's
you poop
awesome.
Your pants again? We'll be like.
maybe that'll just be your thing.
Yeah. Well, we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you so
and
much.
Thank you
yeah.
so much
thank
for coming
for
on.
Show, yeah.
Thanks for making an awesome
we appreciate
podcast.
Your transparency and your openness to talk about things that some
sensitive,
people might consider taboo,
these are
but
sensitive topics.
We say poo-poo to that taboo.
Yes. And,
thank you guys
there's
so
a
much.
Good, there's a good Chinese restaurant in town. I hear they have a really good poo-poo platter.
Do we have any more?
Any more poo-poo?
I think
yeah, you're just going to be like, can I get a poo-poo for two?
Yeah.
Oh, we, yeah, no oopsie poopsie tomorrow. No shitting in the kit.
Yeah.
Don't shit the bed. So
we should work. You should work with Roka. You know those union suits that have the little butt flap?
Oh my God, we
yeah.
need a butt flap,
you
Roka.
Need to, like,
do
unzip,
you hear us?
Unzip a little butt flap.
Do you hear us, Roka?
Right.
Just a special custom suit here.
Yeah.
For Aaron.
And we're going to tattoo our last names on those things, and it's like.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there you
it
go.
It can be like, you know, like those old Disney movies where the like the long pajamas had the little.
Yeah, that's called a union suit.
Union suit.
Yeah,
oh,
that's what
called.
I was saying, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Why do I know that? You know, I'm 82 years old, and that's what I wore when I was a kid. I don't know.
Yeah,
you're an old soul.
I'm an old soul.
All right.
Down.
Well, thanks again.
Thank you guys so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having
Best
us.
Best of luck in your race.
You guys are awesome.
We're
thank
rooting
you.
For
too, you too. I mean, you're racing.
We'll
yeah,
see
is,
you at the start line, and we'll see you about 3 hours
yeah.
after you guys are done.
No.
Yeah.
No.
We'll be there, though. We'll be there.
Everyone's going to be there.
Yep.
You're stuck there. You're
be
stuck
there
yeah, waiting
you
for
will
us.
Be stuck.
Cheering for the Low Tide Boys.
Sweet.
Yep, absolutely.
Wow. Awesome.
And everyone else.
Sweet.
Who makes it to the, especially the ones with the poop on their
shins.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
On that note, adios.
Adios.
Thanks.
We are, what is this called, Zach?
This is an exclusive.
Exclusive. Oh, that's what it is. Yeah. We'll put in some do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, like, you know, CNN music. Yeah. We'll have a ticker at the bottom. This is a Low Tide Boys exclusive. We have the Better Tethered Together, Amber and Aaron, on post 3 weeks after Catalina. Yeah, to hear how the race went. So give us your open-ended race report. And we wanted to first congratulate you for hitting your goal of getting a slot at the World Champs.
Thank you. And it happened in dramatic fashion.
Very dramatic.
That was.
So, wait, hold on. I feel like I have to give this factoid where I almost went up there to accept the award in your honor.
Yeah.
Accept your slot because no one can find you guys.
Listen. Speaking of getting high / like getting drunk, I was drinking so many beers going, oh, we got fourth. Oh, first we thought we got fifth.
Oh. Right.
And then we were like a little happier that we got fourth, but still bombed. So we were just rehashing the race, going, yeah, what could we have done better? And then I just got flooded with texts and Instagrams like, you qualified. And so I was like, whoa, put down the beer.
Yeah, but you were so, I don't know. I mean, I think we were
literally like powwowing that little.
Yeah.
So needless to say that it's super awesome that you guys accomplished your goal, but tell us about your race. Like, what was that like? Did you have a good time? Were you just hustling the whole time? Was it scary? What? Just give us your short version.
The quick and dirty.
Okay. So it started out, I thought the race started out super fast. Yes. Did you guys think it started out fast?
You know, sure.
I mean, Aaron sprinted off the line and then it immediately goes uphill, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
That's correct.
Exactly. And then so we were like sort of hovering between like third and fourth for a while. Second and third. And then you remember the burly swim that was like
Parsons
scary?
Parsons Landing. Yes.
Yes. That was scary. Aaron's goggles snapped.
Oh my.
Snapped
in half.
And I was like, I was terrified. Like, we were trying to knot the goggles, and then one of my paddles almost fell like into the sea. So we would have been screwed.
We looked like a book.
Amateur hour.
Yeah, we're just the teams. Okay, also, like, we didn't nail the downhill.
No, I crashed on the downhill.
Oh no,
that was a hard.
So,
oh no. Okay.
And then between not nailing the downhill as well as you would have liked, and then I just like everything just felt a little off, and then the goggles broke and we kind of jerry-rigged it so it would be okay. But anyway, we went into that swim. It took us a very long time to get into the water because of the way that the waves
like seven teams passed us.
Seven.
Wow.
And we thought like we're done, like, you know, whatever. But then we get into the water. I'm leading the swim. I can't see anything out of my right eye. I notice the safety boat bouncing up and down, like this little thing that like really is not providing much like comfort.
It was like a scared donkey in the sea.
The donkey swim?
So we were trying to get out. I mean, this is probably the most dramatic part of the race.
But it was real life drama, not just like.
Oh no, that swim was tough.
It was really hard. And then we get to the end, and I'm trying to get out of the water, and we just keep getting pushed in and pushed back and pushed in. Like, one of the parts, I guess. Like, I look back and, like, do you want to talk about the wave going under your foot?
Oh, yeah, that's right. We were, like, coming into the shore and then getting dragged back out. Do you guys remember that? Did you have a hard time getting out of that swim?
I got
pulled back. Well, we had a little bit of a strategy. So I grew up swimming in waves like that in Puerto Rico.
Good for you.
So even, like, going in, we made a quick plan on how we were going to handle it. So it was pretty much like I knew that we were just gonna have to jam out. And on the way out, Chipper like caught a wave and almost landed on me, which was would have been fun. But yeah. We were definitely, we weren't hanging around in the shallows on that thing. We're just trying to get out.
We were trying to not hang around, but I was like swimming on my belly, right? And a wave came, it took my feet and flipped me over the other way, like literally a turtle on my back. And then Aaron was like, "Are we gonna die?" And
you're very hard to hear.
Drama. Anyways, we get out of that swim and
started hauling ass.
Just started rushing. We were at this point, we were just like,
and we passed all the.
So would you say it was that near death experience that kind of put like
reinvigorated
the fire going and got you guys all kind of
definitely
feeling better?
I would say that
or not.
We're so traumatized. Can we not talk about this?
Okay, yeah, let's move on.
I mean, I would have preferred for, I hate when you have to stop in a race due to like
things, mechanical
issues or like things.
Oh yeah.
That like one thing that I learned is like, you know what, I'm just gonna always bring a spare pair of goggles in my wetsuit. I'm always gonna do that because I really didn't like feeling. I wear contact lenses and I'm almost blind. Like, you know, it's not a good situation. Yeah. not a good situation to be in.
Yeah.
So we got out of that swim, and then I would say the back part of the race, we were just hustling. We were moving so fast and efficiently through aid stations. Our swims were our strongest, actually, and I think it got swim heavy towards the back end.
Yeah.
And we started just mowing teams down on the swim.
Nice.
To the point where I think that one of the swims was a little bit, it was like a mile long swim after that or something like that. And I didn't realize we had passed so many teams.
Oh, yeah.
That when we saw kind of our friends cheering, they were like, "Wow, you guys are in fifth." And we were like, "What? We thought we were like in 10th. Yeah. So then we passed one team after that. Do you want to talk about our last swim coming into the?
Oh, and then the last swim, we actually traded off. We picked it off. So, like, Aaron led the first and I led the second half, which I think that we'll probably use that in other races.
So you can, both of you can go and operate at higher intensities.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what Chipper and I do, but pretty much the same intensity. There's no, you know, nothing super special there.
I'll go zone two for a while, and then you go zone two. And we'll switch off.
Zone two all day.
Zone one. And then you just zone one, you
just
know?
Put that into cruise control. Just bring it in.
Listen, we are always zone five.
Audio. Yeah,
zone five. Yes.
I know, that's why. Yeah.
And that's why you qualified for Worlds.
That's true.
The end.
We can talk about this forever. So I will just say that our quads and our legs were so sore after.
Yeah.
The elevation was just so intense.
So intense.
Yeah, those downhills are, I mean, unless you're running on that and practicing that, that's just a skill that's kind of really tough to pick up. I mean, it was 20-30% downhill, yeah.
I mean, I guess, right, yeah, it's always a little different.
Yeah, well, it's also like anytime you're doing anything in a race, you're always willing. Yeah, you're always willing to go a little bit more, less braking than you would in training or whatever. Yeah. I mean, I feel like, to be honest, I thought Chipper and I are downhill. That was like our best part of the race. That's where we were sort of making moves and stuff. So you qualify for Worlds, very exciting. Now what? You guys are obviously going, but what are you doing between now and August to get ready for that?
Oh man. So, I mean, well, it's different for, I mean, different, but it's the same for everybody. There's no pools open, right?
Yeah.
Right. Do you guys have pools open where you are?
Nope.
Just the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah. So it's, I know it's like not the prep that we're imagining, you know, that we imagined after the race. But I feel like it's, we're going to get back into a groove at some point, right? It's just like when. So yeah. I guess you put all the energy right now into the run, which is like, yeah, I mean, yeah. So it's, I know, especially with Sweden, Sweden's 40 miles. So maybe yeah. right now we just think positively and like put all the energy into the run. And then the swim will come back, you know, that'll come back quickly. But it's, yeah, it's definitely not the like prep after the race that we were imagining.
Yeah, like fire. Get right back in the pool and just start crushing a couple more 100,000 yard months.
Yeah.
Like NBD.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's like a little good mental break right now to like not be able to get in the pool, but
yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, well, thank you so much for giving us sort of that perspective. We're definitely rooting for you when you go to Worlds. And we hope to have you back on the show to tell us how it went.
The world needs to know. One final question. Did anyone poop themselves on the race?
Of course. I mean, of course you had to ask that question, not of course.
So
we had ever to. This yes.
So what's the answer? Well, I didn't hear any answer.
No.
Amazing. No.
Okay.
No, and see, that's the thing. It's kind of sad because, right, we thought it was going to be our thing.
Yeah, you're going to have to find a new shtick.
You know what?
We're going to have to find a new thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's okay. If pooping your pants is not your thing, let's have it be qualifying for Worlds and winning, being the first American women's team to win Worlds. How does that sound?
Let's say that again.
Yeah.
That is the goal.
Wow.
That's the goal.
Love it.
We're putting it out there.
So good luck. Happy training. And thanks again for being on the show and being fans of the show.
Thank you for listening to the Low Tide Boys, a swim run podcast. Make sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast and leave a review on iTunes if you're so inclined.
You can also sign up for our newsletter at lowtideboys.com. That's boys with a Z. And check out our meme page at The Low Tide Boys on Instagram. If you have any questions or suggestions for the show, drop us an email at lowtideboys@gmail.com.
We'd like to thank Writing Easy Records for our show music, and of course our wives for their support and tolerance of our swim run activities, hobbies, and other bullshit we do.
Finally, you can support our efforts on Patreon. Until next time, get out there and go for a swim.
And then a run.
And then another swim.
Then another run.
And then another swim.
And then run to the finish line and just keep going until you're done.
Yes. Or
until
run
you
to
cross the finish line.
Or run to the car.
Or run to your car.
Somewhere. Just keep running.
Peace.